The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Interesting news from ECR Minerals today. The company's raising money as it looks to accelerate work at the Maddens project. Maddens has become a key project for ECR. It's got lots of possibilities and seems to work from lots of different angles. So here to tell us about the raise and about what's happening at Maddens, it's Nick Tulloch, ECR's executive chairman.
Hi, Alistair. Yes, absolutely correct. We've completed a successful fundraise, and the purpose of that fundraise is to accelerate and advance what we've been doing at Maddens. Shareholders will be very familiar with some of the announcements we put out about both the underground mine at Maddens, the five other mines that are on the property, which is a 50 square kilometre property, and also the alluvial project we're starting just outside the Brothers mine as well. So there's been a lot of development since we bought Palio Gold and took our interest in Maddens. It's, without being too sensationalist about it, it's got district scale potential. There's six mines in the hillside. The LIDAR survey that we did a few weeks back is showing connectivity between those mines. There's never been any proper exploration or modern exploration done at Maddens, and the opportunities are becoming more and more obvious to us. And I know shareholders and investors will always be disappointed when a company raises money and there's the inevitable discount, but we've done our very, very best to keep it as tight as possible. You keep the discount as tight as possible, keep the audience as tight as possible, and raise only what we need to raise to take Maddens to the next level. And we're confident this is going to be a very exciting project for ECR.
So you talk about taking Maddens to the next level. That's been a sort of consistent theme of recent releases from ECR, hasn't it? So what are you actually going to do with the money that you've raised this time to accelerate the work there?
Well, I mean, a lot of the clues are in the announcement anyway. So the Maddens underground mine, we've already hit visible gold. So as we take the decline into that next gold-bearing quartz, we're already seeing the gold. We're stockpiling the ore outside the mine at the moment, and processing will begin fairly quickly. We talked about Brothers, about last time you and I spoke, we talked about Brothers and the opportunity to start an alluvial project that we think has got around about 100,000 cubic meters worth of mineable material outside the Brothers underground mine. And then that's the next stage. We talk about both Maddens as an area and then the Maddens underground mine. There are five other mines, all with mining leases, within the 50 square kilometre exploration licence we've got at Maddens. So we're not going to do all five at once, but if we're choosing the next one, it probably is Brothers, and looking to do very much what we've done at the Maddens underground mine itself and repeat that across the different mines. But this time with the benefit of some exploration work and also building on that exploration work, which is something that hasn't really been done at that site before.
So I don't think I'm being unfair if I characterise this raise as fairly modest. And one reason why I assume it is fairly modest is that actually you guys will be generating cash before too long.
Well, I mean, we're very much hoping we will. I'm actually planning to go out to Australia in the coming weeks. And one of the things I would like to do and hope I'll be able to do is be at Maddens, at the Maddens site when we pour that first gold. As I mentioned, we're already stockpiling ore outside the mine. We've seen visible gold as we go through the decline. And the next stage in the coming weeks, we'd start that processing. And that's the validation. I mean, this is very early days. The first week's production is not going to be typical of what a mature mine site's going to look like, but that'll be the validation. And based on what we are quite literally seeing and holding, we're very confident we're going to get a decent result in the coming weeks. And thereafter, we will continue to build that project. We already have a camp that has sleeping arrangements for five people. In time, we'll look to extend that as we run more than one project on the same site. So there's an awful lot to go for.
As I understand it, you've got a lot of support from existing investors in this raise.
It was led by existing investors. We only used one broker as part of this fundraise, and the whole fundraise was cornerstoned by existing ECR shareholders. Yes, there's some new investors that have come in, but it was cornerstoned by existing investors. And I think that's what's helped keep the discount relatively tight. As I mentioned before, I know no one likes to see a fundraise, no one likes to see a discount, but we didn't go crazy on this. We've raised what we think was necessary for Maddens. We didn't raise what we could raise. We had offers for more and offers for different types of fundraising, but we've raised what we think is a sensible minimum. to advance Maddens and kept it as tight as possible, both within the audience and also within the pricing. And it's important to us that we did that, out of respect for other investors, and recognizing that, ECR's price is at a sort of a lowish point, on a sort of, 1 or 2 year view. We very much hope that as Maddens comes through and people start seeing, quite literally, seeing what's coming out of Maddens, we may get some sort of re-rating. But in the meantime, we've been fairly modest in our expectations and modest in our requirements, as we look to build the business from this point.
Yeah, it's been a complicated year as far as the gold price has been concerned, and I think it's probably fair to say that's affected sentiment in the market to some extent. You mentioned potential re-rating just there. I suppose the prospect of production imminently is quite likely to spark such a re-rating, isn't it?
I mean, that's what we think, and I'm a very realistic person. ECR has had problems in the past. It's had, near-term opportunities that haven't quite worked out, and we don't shy away from these things. Raglan, which we took on at the start of the year and began operations on, did a lot of what it was meant to do, but it wasn't producing fast enough, and as a result, we've moved equipment and people up to Maddens, where we think the opportunity is better. And I understand that shareholders and investors will look at us and say, "Well, look, if one project's not worked out, how on earth do we know that the second one's going to work out?" And we're here to prove them wrong, and prove that actually there is gold in the hills, and we can get it out. And that proof will be when, me or someone else stands on site with, that first gold bar poured from the Maddens ore. That is a very, very real prospect based on what is being stockpiled outside, based on what we're seeing. Maddens is a totally different project to Raglan as well. Raglan was always going to be a small alluvial project. Maddens is a massive area with underground mining, alluvial projects. I mean, other metals that we haven't even got involved in yet. We're very much focused on gold. So this is a totally different class of operation, and it's worth investing in it at this stage to advance what we have and to take it to the next level. As I say, there has been no modern exploration done at Maddens. It's all been line of sight, but that line of sight's been astonishing. People have taken out gold at 25 grams per ton in the past from the same mine we're in at the moment. We've just gone down to the next level. So there's scope for some quite exciting prospects. And even though our share price is maybe not where we'd like it to be, I think it would have been remiss of us not to advance what we have when we have the opportunity to make that advance.
And we mentioned in our last conversation as well, Nick, that although the gold price has been moving around, the margins that you guys are likely to be able to look forward to, both at Maddens and in other operations that are looming, are pretty secure.
Yeah, they are. I mean, we model the gold price at around about 60% of what it is at the moment. So we've got, and at that level, there's good profitability in all of our projects. So, although the gold price has been volatile, it's come down off its peak, it's still way ahead of where we model the viability of our projects. So we're very happy with the macroeconomics. Investors will know that I never sort of shy away from my Scottish roots. I'm incredibly conservative and generally allergic about to spending money. We keep the business on as tight a rein as we possibly can. We spend the money in the ground. We don't spend the money on sort of lavish offices and first class flights or anything like that. This is about developing the projects we've got. And ECR has, promised a lot in the past, but I think the near term future for ECR has been very, very different to how it's been. We talked a lot about graduating from explorer to producer, and this is it happening. This is happening in real time, in real sight. People will see, quite literally, what is coming out of the ground, and I think they'll be pleased.
So on that then, tell us about the near-term future in terms of news flow. You mentioned that you're going to Australia shortly, and that the production is likely to be imminent. What will the news flow look like as we go into the sort of final portions of 2026 and then into 2027?
Well, I suppose most importantly, the news flow will be centered around production. So that's production at the Maddens underground mine, where we expect to start producing in the coming weeks to, sort of, during September. We've spoken in the past about Brothers, the trial mining in the alluvial part of Brothers that sort of sits outside the underground hard rock mine. If that proves what we think it's going to prove, then we have an opportunity to maybe bring a bigger plant and a bigger team, up to Brothers to accelerate that, or to process it a whole lot faster. There's opportunities to expand the mining leases at Maddens. We've already started one called Cartwright Creek. There's other areas at Maddens that I say are totally unexplored and should be looked at. There's five other mines at Maddens. I mean, Brothers in particular, I think, is maybe the next one we'd look at in terms of taking that down to the next decline as well. And then we have our other projects. We've only really spoken about Maddens on this call, but we have nine other projects. We have a joint venture at Creswick that is getting very close to conclusion. We have a planned exploration at Tuckanarra that starts this month and has a bigger follow-up in March next year. Lolworth remains, like Maddens, a district scale opportunity, much earlier stage, of course, but there's other opportunities. And then finally, Blue Mountain. We have a mining lease application in Blue Mountain. We've done a lot of work there in the last 2 years. We're ready to go, once we get that mining lease. And so it'd probably be careless to predict how long regulators take, but we think we're in a good position on that mining lease. And when it comes through, we're back into alluvial mining in Middle Queensland as well.
Well, lots to look forward to, and we'll be watching with interest, Nick, as you make progress at Brothers, Maddens, and all your other projects. For now, though, thanks very much for joining us, and well done for raising funds at minimum discount in August. Good effort.
Terrific. Thanks very much, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.